Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do here at the Positive Truth. We bring that uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, what the issue is, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Tim, how do I sound?
You sound amazing. I know you got the new mic and headphones going on there.
Yeah, so we're trying to get better at the Positive Truth. Apparently I sound better, but I sound worse to myself. So we'll see how this goes.
Well, man, how are you doing, man?
I just left a party. It's my friend's sister's birthday party. I had about 8 tortillas worth of rice and queso and salsa. So I'm great.
That's what's up.
How are you?
That's a great... I'm doing great too, man. I went out to eat. I don't even remember where I ate, but... Oh, I went to IHOP, man. I went to IHOP. That's what I had for dinner. I didn't want to eat at work today, so me and the wife went to IHOP.
What'd you have at IHOP?
Steak and eggs.
How do you like your steak prepared?
Medium rare. That's where all the flavor's at, man. That's where all the flavor's at. I actually used to like only rare, and I didn't eat steak that much because I hated dry steak. And then my wife actually was like, yo, eat it like this. It's amazing. And I tried it, and I was like, you know what? I don't mind the blood at all.
So I work at a steak restaurant, and it's amazing how people are judged based on how they order their steak. And I've never understood it because I never really ate steak growing up. But it's I got a person in my section, they got a 6 ounce and it's medium well done. You know they're not gonna be a good tip. And I'm just like, really?
Wow, that's nuts. I never heard anything like that.
Yeah, people get judged if they don't get it like anything more than medium, you get judged at a steak restaurant by the server. But not by me, because I don't eat steak, so I really don't care.
I hear that. Man, I hear that. That's weird. That's definitely weird.
That is not the positive truth.
You know what? We got to change that whole culture. So here at the Positive Truth, we're going to bring up some uplifting stories for you guys. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and start into those.
Do you want me to go first, Tim?
Yes, sir.
So I have a story of a nurse. She's working at an Atlanta hospital.
Nice.
But here's what makes it so special. 20 years ago, she was in the hospital getting cured for cancer as a kid, and now she's graduated school to become a nurse to work at the exact same hospital to help people with cancer.
Yo, that's awesome. Did she do that on purpose? Like, that was her plan?
I'm pretty sure. She's 24. She was a 2-time childhood cancer survivor. Let's find the name. Montana Brown, shout out. I can say that.
Nice.
And basically, when she was 2 years old, she was diagnosed with an extremely large word that I cannot pronounce. There's literally 17 letters in it. And it's a really rare type of childhood cancer. It affected her connective tissue. And basically, yeah, she was like, I want to be a nurse. I want to help people. She went to the hospital every single week while she was going under chemotherapy and with radiation. She had it first time she got cancer was when she was 2. She got it again at 15 when she was trying out for the high school cheerleading team. And like she was like, I was running miles and I had no idea. And yeah, she was going to the hospital every single week. She was like, when she got through cancer, she was like, I want to go to nursing school and help people. And that's what she did. And that's a pretty crazy story, man.
Man, Montana Brown. That's what's up. That's a true hero. To go back to the hospital, you got cured with cancer for the first time and then get it again as a teenager and then decide, you know what, I want to be a hero and help others that are going through what I'm going through. I think that's so awesome. We need more people like that in the world.
Also, if you're feeling stressed about your day, remember Montana Brown. She got through cancer twice. You can get through whatever you're going through right now.
Absolutely.
Tim, what do you have?
Well, man, I got a short one real quick. Do you know the artist Pitbull?
Hold up.
Yes, please Google this, man.
Oh, no, I definitely know who this is. I'm trying to think of a song. Can't think of a song. This is the guy, he had the hotel song.
Hotel.
Maybe.
Pitbull, the Cuban, like, artist. Well, I mean, he raps. He had a song with Lil Wayne, Lil Jon, Neo, Jennifer Lopez. He had a song with everybody, man.
Little JP, Little Tim. Anyway, continue.
Well, man, you know, this dude, he started his career as a rapper. He had a rough childhood and stuff. And this story isn't really about him. It is about him, what he's doing. But what he's doing for Puerto Rico. We all know what happened in Puerto Rico with the hurricanes that came through with Irma, Jose, and then Maria, which took out all the power for everybody on the island, with all 3.5 million people that are on that island had no power, no electricity. They were trying to make it work. And here in the United States, our president is tweeting things like they just want everything done for them while, you know, citizens over there struggling to survive. So it's tough over there. And this man decided to send a private plane to Puerto Rico to get cancer patients to the United States so they can receive chemotherapy, man. Man, it's one of the, like, the nicest things you could do. This island is not all over. It's people on mainstream media are talking about this island, but nobody's really helping. There's not very many people helping. I know the other day you said a story about JJ Barea, who's a NBA basketball player for the Dallas Mavericks, and Mark Cuban, you know, allowed him to take a plane to Puerto Rico to help and you know, get his family and stuff. And now Pitbull is doing the exact same thing. Pitbull is not even Puerto Rican, by the way. JJ Barea is Puerto Rican. Pitbull is Cuban. He lived in Florida. Has really not very many ties to Puerto Rico besides living in the Miami area. And I think that's just so awesome. And I hope, you know, more people with the income that can afford to do things like that will help out Puerto Rico for sure right now, because they definitely need it.
My next three stories are about Puerto Rico help. So I feel you, Tim.
Awesome.
I think we should make a rule on this podcast. We don't mention the president of the United States unless he does something nice.
I'm totally with that. This is a Trump-free zone.
That's the last time you're going to hear that.
Tú sabes.
So I have a lot of Puerto Rico stories. My first one is about JetBlue cat flights. All their flights from Puerto Rico are $135 until November. That's as much as they're gonna cost. They wanna get as many people in and out there, people out that wanna help, people out that wanna get out to get safe, and people in that wanna help as possible. So they're just making sure all their flights are affordable to Puerto Rico. And good job, JetBlue Airline.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's for sure awesome. You said you had three Puerto Rico stories that you were gonna say, or did you want me to go ahead?
I mean,
I have a Puerto Rico story, so I can easily fit in there. My last Puerto Rico story, and I have one more story after this, of course. But there's a man in Puerto Rico filming people right now to let their relatives know that they're okay after Hurricane Maria, which I thought was really, really awesome. I have a cool video that you guys can look at on the Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast on, you know, Facebook. Tú sabes. But this dude's name is Angel Rios Boneta, and he's posted more than 50 videos on Facebook's of residents simply stating their names and saying they're okay. He simply is doing this so people out there can know, hey, we're okay. You know, they're letting them know their family's okay, since there's no power and a lot of people have no way to get online to tell their family that they're okay. He got motivated to do this because his uncle actually was like, hey, I know you're going down there to get your family and find out if they're okay, but can you also, you know, find out if my daughter's okay and send a video of her saying hello, just so I know she's okay. And that motivated him to do it to other people that he met. And he said there's no stopping him, basically. He feels a satisfaction that family members can see that they're alive. So basically he said he's not going to stop until somebody tells him to stop. And if they tell him to stop, they better have a valid reason for asking him not to do it.
Does he have electricity? How is he keeping all his stuff charged?
Well, he has I guess he has electricity where he's at. What he's doing is he's going over there with his cell phone, taking as many videos as he can, goes back home, uploads them, and then he's good to go. Now, there's some people on the island, some parts that have electricity with generators and stuff right now.
A whole half.
Exactly. It's terrible over there right now. But I mean, what he's doing is definitely a great deed. And he said he's going to continue doing it until things get to normal over there, or until at least everybody's able to know if their family's okay.
Nice. That is such a simple thing you can do to help.
For sure, man. It's definitely a positive way to use social media.
What is his Facebook page called that he's uploading all these videos to?
Well, I'm not sure if he has a page that it's called, but I do know his name. Again, it's Angel Rios Boneta, so I'm sure if you guys wanted to find out if your family's okay, you could look at his Facebook page and check it out. Boneta is spelled B-O-N-E-T-A.
Good job, Tim. That was definitely my next question.
So what do you got for us, JP?
So I have a cruise line called the Royal Caribbean, and they basically canceled their cruise, their September 30th Adventure of the Seas trip. They canceled their opportunity to make money to take their 3,800 passenger vessel and bring aid to San Juan, as well as St. Cruz and St. Thomas that were both hit by Hurricane Maria and Hurricane Irma. And after they take all those supplies there, they're going to put people on the cruise ship and send them back into America just to help out.
Take that. That is so dope.
The company, the Norwegian Cruise Line, is donating $600,000 towards rebuilding efforts, and it's promised to match up to $1.25 million in donations from All Hands Volunteer and Happy Hearts funds just to help people in Puerto Rico. And they're going over the top, canceling their opportunities to make money to send aid. Absolutely awesome.
That is awesome, man. First you had an airline, now you have, you know, cruise ships. These major companies that could be making money are definitely choosing not to make money in order to help, and I think those are awesome stories, JP.
Absolutely. Have you ever been on a cruise, Tim?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you go?
I went to Honduras, Belize, and Cozumel.
How much fun was it?
It was awesome, man. That's actually where I proposed. Night one of the cruise, man.
Very good strategic thinking there, Tim.
Tú sabes.
I like that. Do you have another positive news story?
Yes, sir, man. I actually have a positive news story from the NFL by a rookie quarterback of the name Deshaun Watson. He plays for the Houston Texans, and the reason we're talking about him is he gave his very first NFL paycheck to three cafeteria workers who had lost everything during Hurricane Harvey. So he goes into the cafeteria. There's a cool video you guys can watch. Again, it'll be uploaded to our Facebook page, so check it out. But he walks into the cafeteria with the check, and he tells these women, you know, I just know you guys come in here, you don't ask for anything, you guys do your job, and you put up with so much, and I just want to show you how thankful I am by giving you my first NFL game check. And his check was worth about $28,000, and they split it between three people, so that's pretty awesome in itself. But, you know, one of the ladies, of course they're all happy, but one of the ladies, she gets really teary-eyed and asks for a hug, and I thought that was pretty awesome. It made me feel a little emotional, because I know after Hurricane Harvey came through Houston, there was all kind of help coming in from all over the place because, you know, the city was tore up, and a lot of people lost things that they couldn't replace. And this man right here who plays for an NFL team is giving his very first game check where he could have just went off and spent it on anything. So shout out to you, Deshaun Watson, man. I'm definitely a fan out of nowhere because of this deed, for sure.
He only gets paid $28,000 a game?
His first game check was. Yeah, man, they got like a salary cap on NFL rookies now because of Sam Bradford, man. He got signed like, I forgot how much it was, 20 mil, and he didn't even, or signed like 5 years, $50 million contract and didn't even play a game. And then he ended up getting hurt like his first 3 years. So they put a salary cap on all rookies now.
So that's crazy. Did they just get like all of their, like how much? So he's only going to get paid like $100,000 to play football?
No, definitely not. You know, you have opportunities for bonuses in your NFL contract, and then, like, if you play, like, three games without throwing an interception, oh, there goes a chance for $500,000. It's ridiculous amount, man. He probably has, like, a base salary. He's going to make his first year, and then his next year's salary might double, and then the year after that it might triple. It's just weird the way NFL contracts are, man.
Yeah. I heard, well, this is a whole other topic about NFL contracts not being guaranteed, but, you know, good on him. Good on him. My last positive news story is also about Puerto Rico.
Nice.
But this one's from a man in New Jersey. His name is Joe, Badame? Badame. I'm sorry for ruining your name. And for the last 45 years, Tim, he's been what he calls a survivalist. You know what that means?
He's living off the ground.
Pretty close, actually. So he's been worried about nuclear war, nuclear destruction. So he basically, he was an architect, and he built for him and his late wife a bunker in their basement that could accommodate 100 people. And it's a lead-lined bomb shelter. It's stocked with barrels of non-perishable food, right?
Right.
So, basically, he had, like, these barrels weigh about 300 pounds, and they're packed with items like rice, beans, and flowers. Or, to put it another way, one of these barrels has enough food to feed 84 people for 4 months.
Oh my gosh.
That's how much food this dude had, right?
Right.
And so he's... Yeah, he donated all of it to Puerto Rico.
Yo, that's what's up. For sure, that is what's up.
He had 62 barrels, Tim.
Oh my gosh, why did he have that many barrels? He was really prepared for war. But all right.
He was prepared for the nuke, man.
Yeah. Yo, that's awesome that he gave it away, but I can't believe he was that prepared.
Yeah, that's somebody you want to be friends with, though.
Like, yo, dude, what's the math on that, JP? I know you want to do it. Oh, 62 times 84?
Oh, I got you.
Appreciate that. Wow, who does stuff like that? I mean, I'm glad that he gave it away. That's a super positive story, and we should be talking about it. So, I don't remember his name, Joe Badame or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, Joe, man, shout out to you giving away all that food. I know you worked hard trying to save it. Definitely appreciate that, man.
So he saved up enough food to feed 5,208 people over 4 months. And he's donating all of it.
Man, that's what's up.
I guess he's not scared of nuclear war anymore. The amount of endless jokes we could have cracked there, but we held back.
I definitely was biting my tongue.
But yeah. Incredible donation. 45 years worth of food going to a better cause.
That's what's up, man. That's definitely what's up. It's very well needed. I'm glad to hear all these positive stories going to Puerto Rico right now, because they definitely need them.
Do we have any more positive news stories, Tim?
I am fresh out, sir.
Do you have a quote?
I do not.
Okay, I got you.
Yes.
I meant I got you while you search. I was going to talk.
That's what I meant. Yeah, I got that too.
Okay. So if you want to support the Positive Truth, give us a like, share, and a subscribe. Basically on our YouTube or Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, Twitter at TPT_podcast, Instagram at the Positive Truth. You can email us at the Positive Truth Gmail. And you can go give us a 5-star review on iTunes and leave a positive comment. That will do so much to help us out. We also have t-shirts we are selling. They're $20. Whenever you buy them, that $20 goes to a wonderful cause of sexual assault, suicide prevention, both of those, and the Positive Tomorrows to help with homeless kids in OKC. And yeah, that's what we do. It just says the Positive Truth. They're pretty cool t-shirts. We kind of got tired of talking about them because we talked about them for like 4 months straight, it feels like. So we're going to talk about them at the end. Yay!
Take that, world.
We will be back on Wednesday with more positive news stories. Or, just to get some user feedback, if you want us to do just these positive news stories once a week, like once every Monday, we could do these for like an hour, because I have like 12 more positive news stories stocked up in my computer ready to go. That way, instead of us going out Monday and Wednesday, we could start doing it just one day a week on the Mondays and one day on the Fridays. So we're blowing up your feed. Not blowing up your feed as much. Give us some interactions. We're trying to experiment and see what the people like the best. We've been doing this for a year, and we're still getting better. We have some wonderful interviews on the way. this Friday and in the future. Yeah. Do you have a positive quote, Tim? Because I've been stalling for a while.
Yeah, definitely, man. I actually had like four. I was just like, all right, we can make this work. But I'm going to go with Mother Teresa, man. I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples.
Okay, okay. So if you want to make a positive influence, you want to toss your stone in the water, go tell someone a really good quality you like about them today. It'll make their day a whole lot better. It'll make the world a little bit more positive.
Tú sabes, man. Everybody, have a wonderful Monday.
Absolutely. We're out.
Stay positive.